What up, loungers? Still sick. Bronchitis. Fun times. Bunch of meds. Can't breathe. So if you hear me wheezing, hear me huffing and puffing, it's not because I'm fat. Just sick. Still. Anyways, on some steroids, albuterol, OTC meds, you name it. Surprised they're not interacting with each other at this point. They may be. Who knows? Memory shot. Literally, right before I went to record this, was looking for my phone. It's right there. It's what you guys are seeing this on. And I couldn't find it. Yeah, it's that bad. So this show, there's no notes. There's no cheat sheet for me. There's nothing to go off of. I'm going off of my brain, which probably isn't a good thing. So if I scatter, start rambling on, I'm sorry. I'll try to reel it back in when I finally realize what I'm doing. Might take a little bit, but let's... I want to talk about customer service. I've done this show before, but I'm going to do it again because of what happened last night with me. Now, I'm going to call them out. I had problems years ago with a cell phone company. I left them because of it. I couldn't get my first responder discounts. Took over a year and a half to get, and I only had a two-year contract, but it took me a year and a half to get them. And it took me taking to social media in order to get those discounts. I had to basically let them know that on social media I was going to rat them out, and my 70 some thousand followers were going to be happy to hear it. And it took them all 2 minutes to respond to me. And so it's sad that that's what it takes, but it's that was bad. And that was, gosh, that was six and a half years ago, maybe roughly somewhere around there. And I was actually doing the podcast at the time, and I talked about it because it was so bad. And if you want to hear some of those older episodes, you can go to Spotify. They have the older episodes on there. They don't have them on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. So yesterday, Sunday nights, we do a quick dinner at my house. I don't like to I got to get my kids baths and get them to bed, and it's a fight. If you guys have kids, you know what I mean? It's kind of a fight to get kids to go to bed at night, especially on a school day or school night. And so we do a quick dinner. We either do pizza or some type of fast food, and then we try to cook, you know, during the week the rest of the time. And so my kids wanted McDonald's, and my kids have been doing really well with school and stuff. And so I don't do McDonald's a lot. I do McDonald's every 3 months, if that. I just don't. I know how bad it is for you, so I try to stay away from it. And so we went to McDonald's. I went to the local one by my house. And long story short, it was so bad of an experience. And so I pulled into the drive-thru. There's three cars ahead of me, which really there was two by the time I probably would have gotten there. But I pulled right up to the ordering spot, you know, the little machine where they talk to people. And the girl says, you know, welcome to McDonald's, please hold. Or please wait, I'll be with you in just a moment. Okay, cool. No big deal, I get it. I understand you're in the middle of something. Cool. You greeted me right away. I'm okay with that. So from there, a car pulls up next to me because it's a split lane. She pulls up, a car pulls up, and I looked over because I've had this happen before, and this person orders and goes ahead of me. Okay. Car pulls up behind her, pulls right up, orders, moves ahead. I'm still sitting there. Now I'm fuming. I go, excuse me, and she goes, yep, please hold. I'll be with you in a moment. And I go, no. No, you won't. I go, two cars have pulled in and gone ahead of me, and I still haven't even placed my order. And she goes, sir, we're really busy, and there's two of us taking orders. And I thought, and I go, well, then it should be easier for you if you have two people taking orders. It shouldn't be that hard. You have more than enough people, yet that line's moving, and then this one's not. You need to ask, and in my head I'm thinking, you need to ask for help, then you shouldn't be doing whatever it is you're doing. You should be taking orders. So she's like, well, you got it. And I put it in reverse. There was nobody behind me still because it was slow. Put it in reverse, back out, and I leave. Not going to go there. I'll go to one across town. And my kids are hungry. It's late. I got to get it. I get my kids in bed early. I'm trying to get them dinner. So I start to leave and go to the other location. And on my way there, I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to go inside. I'm going to let them redeem themselves. I'll go inside. I'll order from there. So I turn around, drive back. As I pull into the parking lot, it's empty. There's six cars in the parking lot. Now, I know they have two in the drive-thru. I know they have one manager. There's three cars. That leaves only three more cars left. Somebody's got to be cooking fries. Somebody's got to be on burgers. That's five people. I would bet there's another person there. I'm just speculating. This is me being an EMS for 15 years, knowing that how to read stuff and how to pay attention to things, right? That's six right there. That's six employees. There's six cars. There's one car in a handicapped spot. That means there's a customer. One customer. I get out. I walk in. There's two customers, actually. All right. That's okay. I was pretty darn close with my guesstimate, right? So I read the parking lot correctly. Again, this is things we notice. I walk in. The girl at the counter doesn't make eye contact with me. She's wearing a drive-through headset. I already know where this is going. Again, reading the room. She looks past me, doesn't even make eye contact, just kind of, huh? And she goes, hey, hey, cones, cones. She could have easily stepped from around the counter, walked them over to these people. They weren't more than 15, they weren't even 12 feet away from her. Okay, I get it. Maybe your policy isn't to take it out to them. Totally understand. You could say, excuse me, folks, sir, ma'am, your ice cream cones are ready. Instead, she was all, hey, hey, cones. I know exactly where this is going. So she looks at me and goes, hi. How can I help you? Can I take your order? Hi. Okay. I have multiple orders. It's for my wife, myself, my two kids. Oh, yeah, can I get a number seven, whatever. No cheese. And she looks down, she punches in some things, and then she just goes like this. And just stands there. Doesn't make eye contact. Doesn't say, okay, what else? Is there anything else? Is that all? No words. And I look at her and I go, are you ready for the rest of my order? And she goes, and looks away. And I'm like, can I talk to your manager? Right. I knew it was the same gal. I could tell by the voice. It was the same person from the drive-thru. So can I talk to your manager? And with zero hesitation, with zero thought process, just, can I speak to your manager? Hey, Bill, he wants to talk to you. Like, she knew it was coming. Like, she already knew she was going to get a complaint and knew that she needed to have a manager. The sad part was I looked over at the manager because they wear different shirts. Again, reading the room. He's doing something. He's bagging some food. Immediately stops what he's doing, turns to me. Hi, how can I help you? Like, he knew it was coming. Yeah. I need to talk about the experience I just had with your restaurant and your employees. And I tell them the story and I go, and then I was given the excuse that you're busy. I go, she couldn't take my order after two people got their orders taken, which I was there first. Her excuse was, I'm sorry, we're busy inside. And literally, honest to God, I did this. No, you're not. You have two people in here. I'm the third. They've already eaten, and they've already eaten. How are you busy? This is not busy. You had two cars in the drive-thru prior to me getting here. You're not busy. If that's busy, what do you do during lunch? And he goes, is there something I can help you with? And he starts to walk towards the register. And I go, yeah, you can start by walking back over here and listening to me. And he's like, can I help you over here? And I go, no. I want to tell you what happened and explain to you how your employees are treating your customers. And he's like, okay. Like, he couldn't care less that a customer is complaining about how they were being treated at this restaurant. You're the manager. Now, granted, I think he was a shift manager. I don't think he was the restaurant manager. And I just looked at him and he goes, are you going to, do you need some food? And I just looked at him and I go, I will never do business with this location ever again. He goes, thank you. Have a nice day. Not, I'm sorry. Not, what could we do to fix it? Not, none of that. He was willing to let me go. And he goes, well, have a nice day. And I go, you know what? You guys aren't worth $20 an hour. He goes, have a nice day, sir. That was the only part of respect that I was shown the entire time was when he said, sir. That's it. I should have turned around and said, why are you guessing my pronouns? I should have. I really should have. And I'm older. I'm trying to be more respectful to other people. Oh, 10 years ago, oh, I would have lit him up. I would have lit him up. All of them, the whole restaurant. I lit him up. I would have. And I would have definitely said, you know, I definitely would have said the pronoun thing if that was a thing back then, but it wasn't. So, anyways, the worst part about this, I guess, was I pulled into this drive-thru expecting that to happen because it's happened to me two other times at that location and another time at a different location. I've had it happen. And on top of that, the last time I went to this location and ordered iced tea for my kids, it was sweetened iced tea. We don't drink sweet tea around here. It's not good for you. Not that McDonald's is good for you. I understand that. But the sweet tea is just like the topping, right? Like, I can't do it. My kids don't like it. I know, amazing. Kids not liking something sugary, but my kids don't like sweet tea. And the last time I ordered it, they gave me sweet tea. I think the time before that, they usually give me sweet tea because I guess most kids are used to drinking sweet tea. Or they're used to kids drinking it. We don't. Not my house. We just don't. It's gross. And so I'm just like, this place can't get an order right. And my wife likes their hamburgers with no cheese, but she orders a cheeseburger meal, but with no cheese. And then half time they come with cheese. I got to turn them around. Here, these have cheese. I ordered no cheese. Oh, yeah, sorry. And it even says on the piece of paper, no cheese, but there's cheese on it. Like, they can't get it right. And you wanted $20 an hour for this. Not only do you want it, you got it. Thanks, Newsom. They're not worth it. They don't deserve it. And I know a lot of EMTs, firefighter, paramedics, they're going, well, we do. But do you? Do you deserve it? Are you giving your patients your best care? Because I know where a lot of us are burned out. If you've been doing this for any amount of time, you're burned out. And if you're not, good on you. I'm glad. I'm glad you still enjoy it. I would bet the majority of people who aren't burned out didn't work through COVID because that ruined it for a lot of people. But are you giving your patients the best customer service you can? Because I know EMTs who don't. I know medics who don't. I know firemen who don't. I know for a fact they just don't care. And a lot of it is attributed to money. Stop thinking you're going to get rich. You're not. Stop thinking you're going to make a livable wage. You're not. Not without massive overtime. You're not. Not until you start earning it and demanding it, but you don't. You guys know I'm on social media. I follow a ton of accounts. And I get messaged a lot for union contracts that are coming up for companies. And then people end up telling me, yeah, our union rep went to the bat and didn't even ask about a wage increase. Why? Why are you not asking for wage increases? With all the healthcare fraud these companies are committing, they can pay you. They can. Do they want to? And are you worth it? But let's go back to the basics. How long does it take to be a basic? California's 130 hours of school. That's it. 130 hours. It takes more to become a barber than it does to become an EMT. Who has more responsibility? What's your medic program? How many hours? I looked it up recently. It's 2,000 hours to become a barber in California. I think it was 2,000. Maybe 1,500. I don't know. Way more than an EMT. Just as much, if not more, than it is to become a paramedic. Who has more responsibility? Why is a barber doing that? You know what barbers make? You're a fool if you think you're making more than a barber. Or at least a decent barber. What do barbers cost now? What are they charging you? I should have done that for a business. How much money a barber makes? Dude, they're getting paid. It's pure profit. The whole thing. Listen, my barber that I go to, they only charge $18 a cut. There's zero cost involved. Two of the people, there's three chairs in this location. Each of them pay $800 a chair. And then the rest is theirs to keep. Once they make $800, it's theirs for the month. Do the math. Right? They're charging $18. I get better customer service from a barber who makes, I mean, he does make money, but he's cutting hair. And I get better treatment from him than I do from McDonald's. I get better treatment at Starbucks than I do from McDonald's. Starbucks is 10 times busier than McDonald's. Here, I'll plug Starbucks again. Yes, I drink a pink drink. I'm manly enough to drink one. But I can take a place that look at the people. Let's use hospital staff. Let's look at EVS workers. They show more respect for people than McDonald's workers, and they're making way less than McDonald's workers. Way less. Look at the respect level from even my hospital security, who I think they started about $16 an hour as a security guard. Way better customer service than we get from McDonald's workers, and they're doing 10 times the work that McDonald's does. Granted, I get it. Standing around, walking, and making sure people are okay is different than making food. But my guys were working 10, 12 hours. 10, I think. 8 to 10, I don't know. They're still working full-time hours where McDonald's workers don't. Why? There's a respect thing. But you're not worth $20 an hour at McDonald's. No way. And I know there's going to be people, and I'll tell you right now, it's going to be younger generation people are going to say, well, we deserve a livable wage. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. You deserve a livable wage just as much as that business owner deserves to pay you what they feel you are worth. Why is there a law telling me as a business owner what I have to pay you as an employee? I don't have to do that. I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to pay you $20 an hour. You're not worth it. So why am I paying you that? It's my business. I can tell you what I want to pay you, and if you don't want to work here for that, then don't. But if you come in at my bottom end because you don't have a job before now, which how many McDonald's workers had a job before? It used to be a first job, a summertime job in high school, flipping burgers to get some earn some job experience. That's what it's for. It's the experience that you're getting. Same with a pizza place. It's a job to learn how to work, how to adapt to a working environment, to focus on your customer service skills, learn how to be in public, and then move on from there. That's what it's for. It's what it's always been for. McDonald's is not a career. Flipping burgers is not a career. Just like being an EMT is not a career. It was never intended to be a career. It wasn't. But let me ask you this. Why is it that a fast food restaurant is being told what to pay their employees, but ambulance companies aren't? Why? Private company. Why aren't they being told what to pay their employees? What's the difference? You don't need any education to work at McDonald's. You need 130 hours to be an EMT. So in that aspect, shouldn't EMTs be making more than McDonald's workers? Why do barbers make more than EMTs? They go to school longer. I'm not saying education should base your pay. But look at what nurses make and what they put in. Look at physicians and what they put in. A lot of people tie your education to your pay. I get it. I think it's stupid, but I get it. But your customer service should never change. I used to work for Lexus of Santa Monica. And we dealt with the who's who of Hollywood. I've talked about this way back in other episodes. I've dealt with Billy Crystal. I've dealt with George Lucas. Steven Spielberg. I've dealt with Calista Flockhart. I've dealt with, who else? Michael, who plays Kramer on Seinfeld. I dealt with, who else? A lot of old timers now, because this was back in 03, 04. Martin Short, dealt with Ricky Lake. We dealt with a lot of who's who of Hollywood, right? And they always had the nicest cars, of course, brand new, usually within a year old, no more than 15,000 miles on most of them. Some of them had multiple cars. And they would come in and... Now, some of them we dealt with in person, some we dealt with on phone. Billy Crystal, I dealt with in person. Super nice guy. He got treated just like anybody else. I didn't treat him special because he was Billy Crystal. Joey Pantalonis from the Bad Boys series, right? Other stuff, the Matrix series. He was a customer of mine, and I'm a super big fan of his work. I love his work, and he came in, he was one of my customers, and I was like, hey, man, big fan, you know, love your stuff and this. But he got the same customer service as the guy coming in with a beat up raggedy old ES300 that was barely running, or that got towed in and hasn't been maintained in 3 years, hasn't had an oil change in 6 months. The tires are bald. There's not a single straight body panel on the car, you know, cracked windshield. Car is filthy and nasty and disgusting. I don't even want to get in the car. But they still got the same customer service treatment as Billy Crystal in Steven Spielberg in Michael Richards. Like, they all got the exact same treatment. There was no difference because of who they were. But just like that, you shouldn't be, your position doesn't dictate your customer service. Your customer service should be top notch all the time, every time. Every time. Every patient. No matter the circumstances. I know it's easy to get flipped out when we start dealing with these psych patients or these drug addicts. But why do the drug addicts get less treatment or less customer service than a chest painter or a STEMI patient? Why? And I'll be honest, I was guilty of it. There's plenty of times where I was like, oh, another junkie. I said it. Here we go, another junkie. Get in. Why? Or that frequent flyer. Just get in. For some of you have been doing this long enough, you know those frequent flyers, they call every day, multiple times a day, and there's always a BS complaint. But then there's that one time where it's legit. And we had this happen years ago. Fortunately, I wasn't on this call. And what had happened, though, and then I talked to the medics about this later because they had told me about it. We had a frequent flyer. He would call 2 to 3 times. They used to make deals with him. I've spoken about him in the past. They would make deals with him. Hey, we'll take you now, but you don't get to call us at 2 in the morning. Or we'll take you at 2 in the morning, but we're not going to take you now. Like, they would negotiate with this guy. Was it right? No. But I understand where they were coming from, too. And the patient knew where he was coming from. I mean, it was usually he was drunk. He was a town drunk. So we'd always find him face down. He was in a wheelchair. We'd usually find him face down, passed out, whatever. And this particular morning, sheriffs got a call to a burglar alarm. And as they're going to the burglar alarm, outside the business was this frequent flyer, and everybody knew him. PD knew him. It was sheriff, but SO knew him. We knew him. Fire knew him. Everybody knew him that worked the area. He, and somebody listening is going to know what I'm talking about. They made a Facebook page about him, and they got in a lot of trouble for it. But he was very well known in the neighborhood. Anyways, SO rolls up to this burglar alarm, and they look over, and they see the frequent flyer face down on the pavement. And they're just like, it's normal. It's 9 in the morning. He's sleeping off last night. And they drove away. 2-3 hours, they get called back. This burglar alarm tripped again. And when they came back, same dude still there, face down, passed out. But this time there's blood running from his head. Or from his head area, from his upper body. And they're like, oh, this may be a problem. Turns out he ended up going into cardiac arrest. They ended up working this guy, and they just happened to show up when this alarm went off. He had just gone into cardiac arrest because they saved him. They performed CPR, and they actually got him back. And I remember the running jokes were, why didn't you just let him go? You shouldn't have saved him. You shouldn't have brought him back. You should have let him just go, you know. And then they'd be like, no, that's not right. And then people were like, well, what's his quality of life? And they're like, oh, that's not us to decide, da-da-da-da-da. In the end, they did the right thing. And they brought the guy back. They saved him. He was discharged from the hospital a week later, even after cardiac arrest. But my point is that SO, and I'm not blaming SO. I'm not trying to knock those guys because I worked with them daily and they were cool people for the most part. And I understand their point of view was, look, we run on this guy 2-3 times a week, a day, and we're just tired of it and we're just letting him sleep it off. Because in LA, you would get... You could get every shift, even more than once every shift, you could get a call for man down at a bus stop and you pull up and they're sleeping. Like, it happens all the time and you see the memes all over. But, you know, and that's what they just figured it was. And I understand that. And let's not, we don't need to bog the system down with this frequent flyer who's always passed out at this time of the day, who ends up calling us and we take him to the hospital. He eats some turkey sandwiches and some orange juice or some cranberry juice. We kick him loose and he's back here a couple hours later for the same thing. I get it, but that time was a screw up, and that was that complacency thing. But that goes back to customer service. Yeah, they didn't want to bother him. Why didn't they? It's not hard for us to walk over. Hey, are you all right? And then they could have checked on him and known he wasn't all right, and then it really warranted a 911 call for him. That to me would have been customer service. Complacency kicks in. I get that. I understand that. But is that what's happening with these fast food workers? Is that what happened with me at McDonald's? Was complacency set in with this worker? I don't know. But $20 an hour, it's not worth it. Your customer service should be top notch for $20 an hour at McDonald's or any fast food joint, anywhere for that matter. $20 an hour, I get it. Inflation is high. $20 doesn't mean much anymore. I understand that. But in the terms of fast food, $20 is a lot of money. How many EMTs are making $20 an hour out there with no overtime? It's far and few between still. So we need to up our game. I truly believe that. I truly believe that, you know, the businesses or the jobs that, who was it? Oh, is it Charles Barkley said there's five jobs. There's only five real jobs, and I know I'm going to screw this up, but it was fireman, cop, teacher, military, and somebody else. Gosh, I can't remember what it was, and I kicked myself for not looking it up, but again, this is off the hip. He said those are the only jobs that really matter. The rest of us should be thankful. And I understand what he's coming from, but we need to elevate our game. Plain and simple, you don't go into the military going, you know what, that's a great way for me to make a good living. Nobody says that. Nobody. Unless you're an officer going in, and even then, you're not going to be making a lot of money. A good friend of mine did 20 years as a Marine. His retirement is a joke. Plain and simple, it's a joke. But he didn't go in going, you know what, this is how I can take care of my family. And it is a way to take care of your family. I understand that. Is it the best way to take care of your family? Not financially, right? And we're in the same boat. Teachers are in the same boat. Now, teachers are, depending on where you work, are getting better. Their pay is definitely getting better. But you had to have a lot of education. You got to have a lot of time in. So my wife is an educator. She's got her master's in education. She has a bachelor's in liberal arts. And she's been teaching about 15 years. At a public school system, she could probably make close to $100,000, maybe even more. But she's been doing it for 15 years with a master's degree. So she's invested a lot of time and money and effort into getting that education to get that pay. Right? So we, and where I was going with this is we don't get into the needed professions. All the needed professions pay low. Well, except doctors, but even then, are they compensated properly? Trauma surgeons, I can tell you what a trauma surgeon makes starting out in Southern California, make about $500,000 a year. I know doctors in the ER that after 10 years still can't buy a house because they have so much debt. I had a physician, she said her student loans were over $500,000 just to become an ER doc. ER docs don't do as well as you think. They do well. Don't get me wrong. They make good money. They're not making trauma surgeon money. They're not making brain surgery money. I can tell you that. It's not even close. So what am I getting at? We got to elevate our customer service. We have to. If you want to move up, you got to elevate your customer service. Why are you here? Why are you doing your job? Is it for you or for the patients? If it's for you, get out. If it's to make a difference, up your game. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, honestly. That's just how I feel. If you're there for the patient, if you look, I love it when departments ask you, why did you want to get into EMS? Well, because I want to help people. Then help them and do it to the best of your ability with the best customer service you can give. Period. Like, that's like the bare minimum. The bare minimum. And when you get burned out, like I did, it's time to leave. It's time to go do something else. Don't tell me it's a calling if you're pissed off and angry all the time. It was a calling for me. I truly believe that. I've always said that. It was a calling for me. And then I found out what it truly was, and I went, nope. Right? I got burned out, went to the hospital, actually went to dispatch and went to the hospital. No, I don't want to be any part of that anymore. So my customer service suffered from that badly, and I know it did. And I saw it happening, and I wish I would have gotten out sooner. The problem was, where I was at, I was making good money, had a great schedule. I didn't want to change that. So I was willing to sacrifice, and unfortunately, my patients are the ones that sacrificed, not necessarily in their treatment, but in their customer service that they got. I wasn't the nicest person I could be. I wasn't caring enough. I wasn't compassionate enough. And then when I finally got to the point where I said I was done, I looked back and went, wow, I should have gotten out a long time ago. I really should have. So, look, in order to get things to change, you have to change. You have to make changes, whether it's a different department, different company, different city, state, county, whatever. You got to move it. You got to figure out why you're not happy. You got to figure out why your customer service is so bad and fix it. Our job is customer service, whether you like it or not. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the day, doesn't matter the patient, doesn't matter the trauma, the MOI, none of that matters. Doesn't matter who you're dealing with. Why are you stooping to their level? It's like arguing with an idiot. They'll just drag you down to their level and beat you with experience. Stop. Stop going to their level. When the nurses are rude, just be nice. I can tell you from a customer service, this show's going on for a long time. Hopefully you guys are still listening. You know, I learned a long time ago in customer service with the automotive industry is kill them with kindness. When customers come in ripping me a new one and mad and pissed off and angry, I would be just the absolute nicest person in the world. So there's nothing they could say I did wrong. And I can remember many times I would get a complaint in the automotive industry, but the first words they would tell me was, I have to complain about him. But it's not really about him because he was really nice. And the whole time they were talking with me, they would get elevated. They would get pissed off. Well, what about this? I'm sorry, that's out of my control. And I'm trying to mitigate this problem. This is what I plan to do. And I'll have it done by then. Here's our solutions that we can go through. Here's what I can offer you. What would you like me to do? Not go to their level. I would stay well above their level. Makes all the difference in the world. It really does. And that would just infuriate them. But if you've heard the term killing them with kindness, kill people with kindness. It's the only time you get to kill them. Kill them with kindness. I promise you it goes 10 times farther. And there's no way you're going to get in trouble. And to be honest with you, it's way more fun to watch them spin out of control than for you to be spinning out of control. Plain and simple. Like, I can't reiterate it enough. I think I'm going to end it there. Anyways. So I got. Other than that, appreciate you guys listening. Trying to get numbers up. Trying to get more stuff, more content out to you. Follow us on Instagram. Drop us a like. Follow us on YouTube. We're building our subscribers. We're actually up over 150 now, which is cool. I'm trying to push that channel. This will be up there as well. And I ran out of my heartbeat. Let's do that again. And just give us a like over on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. Don't necessarily have to be at the bell notifications, but I'm trying to build up subscriber level. Other than that, have a good one. Got some stuff working. Stick around. Keep lounging.